Maybe he figured the two of you were, you know, getting acquainted.
She arched her eyebrow as she said it. Gabriel didn't respond, but he figured he didn't have to. Sophie shrugged.
It's written all over your face, boss. Plus,
she tapped her nose,
I have the best nose on this team. I could have scented the pheromones running rampant in this house from down the road.
He frowned and walked back into the house. He found Elise sitting in the kitchen, teacup in hand, giving her statement to Constable Ronald Sharp, who'd ridden up here with Sophie. He was a good cop. She smiled when she saw him come through the door.
Coffee, Gabriel?
He shook his head.
Can I have a minute with her, Ron?
The constable stood.
Of course. I'm going to need your statement as well, Inspector. I know.
When Ron had gone out the way Gabriel had come in, he turned to Elise.
Have you talked to anyone in the past 2 days?
Just Lily.
Did you tell her about...
He pursed his lips, unsure on how to phrase it.
About us?
Of course not. She set her cup down. She's a smart girl, though. I imagine she doesn't need to be told. He ran a hand through his hair.
Anyone else?
No. I had Lily relay whatever information needed to be relayed to my publicist and agent.
Is she still seeing Diego?
Elise ran her finger along the teacup. I don't know. She said she'd break it off, but that doesn't mean she did right away. He sighed and then sat in the chair vacated by the constable.
Why the questions? Did you find something?
I caught a scent near the porch. It's vampire.
Maybe our paparazzi friend returned. He shook his head.
I had Sophie put a tail on him. He hasn't left the city. Besides, I think I recognize the smell.
Her eyes widened then.
You don't think Diego?
I don't know what to think, but I need to find out.
What do you suggest? She asked. But by the lost look in her eyes, he suspected she already knew what he had in mind.
I'm going back into the city. I have to follow this lead to the end.
He reached across the table and grabbed her hand.
Sophie and I will go back, and Constable Sharp will stay here with you. I trust him. He's a good cop.
She nodded. Okay. He squeezed her hand.